Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the start line by an award-winning podcast producer and host with a PhD in clinical psychology. Her tag team partner is producer, former radio personality, and editor who led the first major podcast workshop in Armenia. Their project is co-hosting The Turning River Road. We welcome Aylin Lance Lesser and Erica Lance.
Hi, thanks so much for having us.
Hi, we're happy to be here.
Friends, let's go beyond the mic. Why was it necessary to shine a light on insular communities?
We think we can learn a lot from insular communities and cult-like groups and cults, because what happens in these groups is a difference in power dynamic, putting people on pedestals that leads to abusive situations. And it's kind of like a more extreme version of a lot of the abuses of power we see in general society and in different organizations or groups or families you might be a part of. So by looking at cults, it's like you can start to notice those patterns in a more extreme way and hopefully spot them in your own life as well.
Aylin, with the levels of devotion and passion that some of these communities have, how difficult is it for you to see the victims of the turning various stories?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, some of the people we've talked to, hearing their stories, they're incredibly devastating. I mean, there are people being pulled into communities where they don't really know what they're getting into fully at the time. In our current season, The Turning River Road, I mean, it was a young girl who was even just 11 years old when she first joined the group because her parents decided to join and sell their house in Pennsylvania and move to the woods of Minnesota to live on a compound. And that was just the beginning. It got a lot darker from there. And I think hearing these stories, I mean, it really touches you. They stick with you. And I do hope, though, that part of what we get into later, especially in this season, is kind of the how things can turn around and how kind of, you know, the bad guy, the leader of the cult can get caught and how somebody who's been through some horrible atrocities can build a really beautiful, meaningful life after.
Erica, what's the one thing about Lindsay's story that sticks with you today?
It sticks with me how she was convinced, because she was just a child, to basically, she go along with what she was asked to do. And what she was asked to do was become one of 10 maidens that the leader, Victor Bernard, chose. These were young girls and women aged 12 to 23 who would be serving the church. That's ostensibly what they would do. But basically, in this cult, it meant serving him. All of these girls moved away from their families to live next to him and just do whatever he wanted. That ranged from doing chores for the church, chores for him, and then he ended up abusing them. So the fact that she had to go all through all of that and that her parents supported it is just heart-rending to hear.
Aylin Lance Lesser and Erica Lance from the Turning River Road join us beyond the mic, and it's time for the Rocking Eight. Eight random questions, answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There is no pressure. Since we have two guests, we'll alternate questions. Aylin, what's the one thing you miss from Copenhagen?
Ooh, I miss the danishes. I had a favorite bakery there, right in the center of the town, and I that was my little treat.
Erica, your favorite teacher at Yale was?
Maybe a professor who taught a class on James Joyce and Ulysses. I loved being in that seminar.
Aylin, who is your hero in the realm of psychology?
Oh man. I guess Aaron Beck, because he created cognitive behavioral therapy and set a lot of change in the world of therapy in motion.
Erica, ballet taught you discipline and attention to detail. How hard was it for you to let it go?
I'm still working on that, but it's very freeing to let it go. I mean, there are pros and cons, but that'll be, I think, lifelong.
Aylin, favorite book to read growing up?
Growing up as a kid, I loved the book The Giver, about a society that kind of a futuristic sci-fi type story that kind of takes you away and makes you think about life.
Erica, the best Joni Mitchell album is obviously
Blue.
Very, very nice. Aylin, have you stopped over-clunkifying things?
Over-clunkifying things? I try to declutter and simplify my life as much as I can. I'm really into that lately. I'm constantly decluttering, but still struggling with it because I'm an over-collector. But yeah, that's a big thing I do.
My wife is the same way. Erica, what is the power of public media today?
It is providing important journalism for people for free so that they can hear what is happening right now without any financial barrier and just really hear the truth of what's happening in the world.
Let's sneak in a couple more with hosts of The Turning River Road, Aylin Lance Lester and Erica Lansby on the mic. Aylin, what's justice mean to you with these communities?
You know, it's hard for me to say because I'm on the outside looking in and I think justice might look differently for different people. But I certainly think, I don't know, in the case of the Turning River Road for Lindsay, that meant actually seeing something happen legally, seeing the perpetrator of these crimes, the leader of the cult being put in prison for years. And through her telling her story, she was able to achieve that.
Erica, who's the better sister?
I almost want to say my sister Aylin, but I mean, I got to say me because you asked me.
So Aylin, who is the better sister?
Well, now that Erica said that, I guess it's me.
It's time for one big question beyond the mic. How has telling these stories changed you both?
I think it's helped me understand how people can end up in a cult a little better. I mean, you hear over and over again, it can happen to anyone. And I really do think that's true. And it's also helped me learn that you can build a new life even after you've been through something really terrible and you maybe feel like you've lost everything. It's not too late to build a beautiful life.
I also think it just shows how anyone can end up kind of doing anything in the wrong circumstance. And so it is up to each of us individually to take action in our lives or when we see something wrong happening around us. Like, it's such a simple lesson in a way, but it basically, you need to be questioning your communities, your leaders to make sure that things are actually going in the right direction.
Aylin overcollects things. Erica loves Joni Mitchell's Blue, and they want you to hear The Turning River Road. Aylin, Lance Lesser, and Erica Lance, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic shortcut.
If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.